Good morning. Chris Wood says India's cyclical recovery may have peaked. Tata Steel on a high hits a new peak after 14 years. HDFC Bank's loss is ICICI Bank's gain. And FPIs flock to realty and insurance stocks. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. Dalal Street looked set for a negative start this morning, as Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange fell some 50 points, changing direction after quoting marginally higher, while stocks in other Asian markets wavered. Wall Street rallied overnight after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's assurance that the US Central Bank can reinvigorate the economy without stoking painful inflation. In currencies, the rupee fell for the fourth straight session on Thursday, and the dollar held losses this morning. Crude oil edged higher towards the $60 per barrel mark as Saudi Arabia defended the OPEC Plus group's plan to increase output. That said, here's what else is making news. Christopher Wood of Jefferies says India's cyclical recovery may have peaked. The path of the coronavirus pandemic, vaccine rollout, and the extent of lockdowns are the only three things that matter for the Indian equity market now, he said. I reduced the weighting on India in the greed and fear note last Thursday, simply because it had become clear that the cases are rising at a very rapid rate. The only reason I reduced the overweight on India was because of the pickup in cases, which means that the cyclical pickup in activity has probably peaked for the moment, he said. Those remarks would surely add to the jitters on Dalal Street. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell signaled on Thursday that the US Central Bank was nowhere near reducing its support for the US economy. At an International Monetary Fund event, he said that while the economic reopening could result in a monetary surge in prices, he expects it to be temporary and will not constitute inflation. His comments reaffirmed the accommodative stance outlined in the minutes of the Fed's policy meeting published on Wednesday. Tata Steel is shining again. Shares of the Tata Group firm hit record highs on Thursday after nearly 14 years, extending the recent bullish momentum driven by a resurgence in global metal prices. The company's market value crossed the 1 lakh crore rupee mark for the first time earlier this week. As analysts said, the stock has room to run up more in the near future. HDFC Bank's loss is turning out to be gains for its close rivals. ICICI Bank and SBI Cards made the most out of the regulatory ban that HDFC Bank faces on issuing new credit cards. ICICI Bank gained the most, followed by SBI Cards and Axis Bank, latest regulatory data showed. ICICI Bank recorded a 10% rise in spends in January over December, while its fresh cards grew nearly 3%. In the overall tally, it gained a 1.5% market share. Real estate and insurance stocks absorbed the bulk of the FPI flows in March. While flows tapered to $1.43 billion during the month, compared with the average net inflow of $5 billion in the previous 5 months, due to the fresh uncertainty over rising US bond yields and a rise in COVID-19 cases, this is the first time in many years these investors have focused on the real estate sector. And lastly, OYO has said that the appellate body, NCLAT, has ordered a stay on the formation of a committee of creditors in bankruptcy proceedings against its subsidiary, OYO Hotels and Homes. Earlier, the NCLAT had acquitted a petition for initiating insolvency proceedings against OYO for recovery of 16 lakh rupees, an order that the hospitality firm challenged before the appellate tribunal on Wednesday. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Mining magnate Anil Agarwal will see his stake in flagship Vedanta increase to 65.2% from the existing 55.1% if he accepts all the shares tendered by minority shareholders in the open offer. Axis Bank becoming a promoter of Max Life has reduced pressure on the life insurance company to diversify its distribution channel. The private lender accounts for 55 to 60% of the insurer's sales. Amazon has moved the Supreme Court against the Delhi High Court's order that vacated a stay on Kishore Biyani-led Future Group, proceeding with its 24,713 crore rupee asset sale to Reliance Industries. Coffee Day Enterprises has said that it has 518 crore rupees of debt, including both short and long term, and that it has defaulted on about 263 crore rupees of payments. The Department of Telecommunications has told the Supreme Court that Bharti Airtel has refused to pay the AGR-related dues of defunct telecom company Videocon Telecommunications, whose spectrum was acquired by the Sunil Mittal-led carrier in 2016. Do also check out more than two dozen stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!